Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I thought I'd do another call-in show. I really enjoyed the last one and the one before that, too, where I didn't get any calls. But if you would like to get on the air, 319-527-6217. In case you're new, I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to live your dream life, totally ready. You feel it in the core of your being. And you're like, I've been doing what I think I need to do to make it happen, but it's not happening. Then that's where I come in. And I can help you raise your frequency, clear out the old, reframe your being, your way of being, so that you can receive the intuitive wisdom that you need to take the action, that little step that will lead you to your greatness. So whatever you want to do in your life, whether it's start a business, find the love of your life, move, improve your health, if you are seeing a pattern in your life that you are just ready to transcend, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And pay attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. All right, I'm going to have a sip of coffee. I see a caller in the queue. If you would like to get on the air, 319-527-6217. This is so fun. Nice to do these again. I started this program. I don't think it was called Intuitive Coaching with Amy initially. It's always been under the same account, I guess. But I called it Reading and Coachings with Amy when I started. And I don't even know if those shows show anymore on Blog Talk Radio, my early shows, because I think there's a limit on how many I can have, and I've done way more than that. But yes, if you can find one of those early shows, that would be amazing. My little heart was just so wide open 10 years ago. I was so nervous, and I was taking calls back to back to back. The queue would be just full. So, now it's nice to return to my roots. All right, 678, you are going to be on the air, but I want to share something. A really cool thing for you manifestors out there. I got up early, went for a walk, and I realized with my mask on, I wear two masks, but with my mask on, I can totally be moving my lips and reciting my affirmations and not feel like a weirdo. So there is a blessing in everything. And so I would encourage you to, behind your mask, just be reciting your affirmations or going through your appreciation list. All of that raises your vibration. All of that puts you in the frequency of what you want. And you just feel better. It really, miraculously, you start to feel better. Okay, 678, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sonia.
Hi. Tell me your name again.
It's Sonia.
Sonia, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. My question for today is, I just got married about 3 weeks ago. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm currently in the process of trying to buy a home. Do you see me purchasing this home in the next month or so? Or does my husband want this as well?
I see your intention. What's getting in the way? Well, you got to ask him, right? You guys got to do it together. I do see it's primarily going to be your purchase, but you're going to afford it together, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like it's your loan, essentially, your down payment, right? You've been planning this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see that. Yeah. It's pretty clean on your side. I'll tell you this, as I tune into just you, this is going to happen. Now, what Spirit shows me is like this line intersecting you, which is probably this relationship, not necessarily him, but this relationship. Did you guys talk about you buying a home before you got married?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was part of the plan, and I thought that he would really be happy. But since we've been married, I don't know if family members or someone's been getting in his ear or talking to him because they didn't approve of this marriage. It's mm-hmm. like he's changing a little bit, or he really doesn't care.
Okay, so my spirit guide says very clearly, listen to me, he cares. But yes, you are correct. There is some stuff going on in the background that's disrupting him getting on board with making this purchase. And interestingly, this is what they're showing me. It was not like this before you got together, like before you guys got married. But all of a sudden, it's like almost a question of his like masculinity, and is he a man of the house? And
yes.
But that wasn't present. Okay, cool. You know this. They're showing me that wasn't present before you got married. It's been this new thing. And so what I will tell you is because the institution of marriage is so storied, meaning we have a lot of stories about what anybody is and the American dream and the white picket fence. People suddenly feel like they need to take on roles that don't match their personality because all of a sudden they entered into a marriage. And so I think that's what's going on here. I think, you know, they're showing me it has the possibility of correcting, meaning he'll go back to being himself. But you're ready to buy now and you don't want to wait. And I understand completely. And they're showing me it's a good time to do it. You're going to have to trust your gut on it. And if your soul's calling you to go ahead and make this purchase, go ahead and do it. It might be advantageous to keep everything in your name temporarily in the event that it's too overwhelming. He's trying to take on a personality that's not his own, but it's not your job to fix that for him. Does this make sense as I'm explaining it?
Yes.
Yeah. So the tricky thing for you, they're showing me, is it's going to make you a little uncomfortable because you've got a story, too, around what it means to be married and buying a home, and we should be doing this together, and even if it's my money, you know, his name should be a part of everything, right? So you might have to let go of that story so that you can just – because it's still a transaction, right? It's still a legal binding contract. You want to keep the energy as clean as possible around this while you guys – get settled in the marriage. But I think maybe they're showing me down the road you'll refinance and then it'll be in both of your names. But for now, it might need to be your thing. How do you feel about that?
I feel real good about that. Real good.
Yeah, it's going to be successful. Very successful. There are chills all over my body. You've been wanting this a long time. It's going to feel like a dream come true. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that. It might not feel like a dream come true to him right now, not because he doesn't want to do it. It's because he's got all that stuff in the background telling him how he's supposed to be and show up, and he's supposed to be a provider and all of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, making sense.
Yep, totally makes sense. Yes, it does.
Good. Congratulations. More women need to own property. More women of color need to own property. So thank you. Thank you for showing up and doing that and being a vibrational example of what's possible.
Thank you for your help.
Take care of yourself. You're so welcome. Take care. Good. If you want to get on the air, 319-527-6217. And then what I remember is you have to press 1 so I can see you in the queue that you want to get online. 860, you're going to be next. I want to talk more about raising your vibration. I talked about walking. I talked about or moving your body. I definitely talked to you about listening to your affirmations and while you're moving your body. And you'll find that in movement, it becomes a meditation. And don't be surprised if psychic information comes through and intuitive insight that can help you take that next step that you need to take. Remember, intuitive information is always designed to tell you what to do, the actions to take. And so really use the insight that comes forward when you're in a high vibe state, when you're feeling good, when you're feeling alive, when you're feeling energetic, because that's usually the piece of wisdom that will get you to where you want to be. Wisdom tends to be a little unreliable when you're in a stressful state, when you're receiving it personally. You can go and get a reading in those times, but it's best to, if you're really wanting to trust your intuition, to get to your high vibe state. All right, let's do this. 860, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
I am doing, I mean, I know 2020 for a lot of people, but I have a consistent thing. I'm challenged physically. I have a visual impairment. I am losing my vision. So I have partial vision currently. And it's just been the story of my life, so to speak. I've been clear. I clear out a lot. You know, people show you that they care about you. They don't tell you. They show you. So that said, you know, it's been really rocky, even with female relationships, any kind of relationship. It's just I don't feel the vibration is on the same level. And it's really no judgment. It's because I do the work and I take care of myself inside out. So I'm looking for actually a relationship that's quality partner, and I feel ready. I feel very secure, confident for a collaborative, harmonious relationship. I was wondering what you feel.
I love you. I love the way you stated it. Yes. I'm so on board. they're applauding. My spirit guides are applauding. They're saying yes. So what they're showing me is that you have started the process. So they want to applaud that you have started. The next, though, is they're showing me you got to do a releasing around all the junky people who haven't shown up for you. And so what I would do is record. Do you know how to record on your phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I would, unless you want to write it or speak it, like if you speak it into a program, but what you need to do is actually get it out, right? So it's not like a releasing you can just do in your mind. It pops in my mind, oh, that person mistreated me. I release them and forgive them. That's effective. But they're showing me it's almost like a vomiting of all of this stuff you've got to get out of you. Record your voice going through, saying those names. If you need to say what that experience was, I released so-and-so because, and keep going. It's probably going to take about an hour, so clear out some time. And then after that, you're going to feel a big shift in energy. And then go back into, I am ready for a harmonious romantic partnership. I'm ready for people that show up for me. I'm ready for love in all forms. And then you're going to have to do something to put yourself out there on the romantic side. So I'm a fan of the apps, you know, like I know there's a lot of stigma around the apps, but if you set the intention that you only want to attract high vibe people, that's all you're going to attract.
Yeah.
Like I only attract high vibe people. And
right.
So, but it's because I set that intention, right? Like I go into it and I really look at, you know, when I'm on the apps, it's like, I'm not talking shit. I'm just being like a nice human to myself, right? Like, you know,
exactly.
But while being aware, but can you use the apps? You feel comfortable using the apps?
It's not about
with the vision
that. It's more like, it's because I'm a speaker anyway, so like I meet people that way. I you know, it is ideal to meet people, not necessarily in person nowadays, but with this pandemic, it's networking as it is. So I met a lot of people through online, just, you know, groups and things of that nature. So
sure. Yeah. But you need to be in a platform for romantic relationships. So I would, like, there are the phone dating lines. Like, some of them are really out there, but then there are some that are really great. And so I would just start looking around for a phone dating line.
Okay.
And what's so cool is for women, it's generally free. So, yeah. And then just, again, set the intention, because there's weirdos everywhere, but set the intention that I'm looking for a high vibe person to connect with.
Yeah.
And you will find it.
Yeah, it's just stay in that space.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, it's like, even with friendships, it's like the vibration is just died. And so it's like that shift. And I love what you said about.
I think for the sake of listeners, when you say the vibration just died, what does that look like for you?
I don't know. It's just, it doesn't match. It's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know. They're from the South and I'm from the North, and there's really nothing there's what's lacking. Okay. How is it for me? What's lacking is that the motivation, the drive. For just a little example, I was talking, I debate a lot because I'm very intellectual and blah, blah. And so it was with my girlfriend, and we're on the phone, and long story short, she's like, I could hope for something, but I don't expect it. And so, like, it's not, everybody has their own opinion, but with that, for me, it kind of defeats the purpose. If you hope for something, expectations is not really in your vocabulary. You hope for it. You have faith in it. You have faith that you're going to take your next breath. So it's just, it's a little bit of an oxymoron there. So it's just, that's why I've been having conversations like this. And it's draining. I'm just like, I'm not going to convince you. I don't want to convince you. You think what you think, that's great. But it's just a higher vibration. I have to believe. And the reason why I'm so passionate about it, I've been through ignorance galore. I just went through something last week. And because this blindness, it goes with the territory. If I didn't have faith in people, I'd be dead right now. I'd be dead. I'd be like, okay, nobody's going to help me. I have no expectations. Everybody's out to get me. That's a perfect example of me being me. And, like, that's why I'm so passionate and so driven about it. Like, no, faith is just because you had one sour lemon. I've had plenty of barrels of them. But there are people out there who are good and who are willing to help me when I ask for it, when I'm having trouble looking at mail or whatever it is. So there's the light in me. And if I could say that and I could be that with this impairment, anybody can do it.
I love you. I love you. I know exactly where you're at. You know exactly where you're at. Okay. So for you, and just listen to me here. There's another layer of ascension you need to go, right? And so there is, do this releasing, and what's missing from your passion is what they're showing me. It's compassion.
Okay.
And so yes, like we need, like, I am not, like, your passion, like, I'm not a person that can, like, go and argue a point, right? Like, that's just not my personality. I don't feel good. But you are.
Okay.
So we need that energy on the planet, right? Like, that's how a lot of things get done, right? And so, but you're using that energy in your relationships right now, and it's not a match. So you're absolutely right. It is not a match. And so you need to find somewhere else to use that energy. So twofold.
That's
so
right.
So compassion, and then find somewhere, whether you're an advocate, whether you go back to law school and get a law degree, there is a purpose for this energy in you, and you're what they're showing me is you're misusing it right now, and you're not and you're really stepping into it, and so it's a gift, right? That it's the light side of combativeness, right? Like there's like negative combativeness that's just garbage, right? And then there's
right.
the light side that is used to move things forward, right? The advocate,
right.
the person that stands up for people who does what's right, you know? And
yeah.
so you got to find some way to use it, whether you go back to law school, whether you get on some type of advocacy group, some lobbying maybe. But you are right. You are here to do great work. You can't just do that great work with your current friend group. You are going to attract, they're showing me very clearly, very soon you're going to attract friends who think like you, who want to have dialogues like this. But in terms of the romantic piece, you've got to put energy specifically into that. It's a different, romantic energy and friendship is different.
No, I understand. With these friendships, can I just ask you, do you feel or sense when that might be happening? Do you have any kind of sense, like in the next couple of months or something?
It's all a part of this ascension. It's all a part
okay.
of the ascension. So you deciding that you're going to use this passion within you in a really healthy and constructive and high
yeah.
vibe way and pray
yeah.
about it. Pray and say, like, show me how to use this. Right? Like I've got this, I've got all this energy. I'm meant
yeah.
to do something with it. And they're showing me you are. It's a gift. I hope you're hearing me. There are things that we do that, you know, we just do that are a part of our personality, but this is a gift. Like you're meant to stand up for people. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And so as you start
absolutely.
To yeah. So as you start to do that, not just online, but in real ways that move the dial. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And so as you start to do that, all those people are going to come flooding in. You'll be amazed.
Oh,
you're like,
yay.
Oh my God, my whole life is different. Yeah. So you've got to,
awesome.
You've got to take a step and then spirit's going to take in on your behalf.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
I love
just,
this.
You might even start with disabilities, you know, people with disabilities.
Yes.
There is not we are so behind on
yes.
disability advocacy, it would amaze you. You're like, wait, we didn't get that wrapped up yet? That should be a no-brainer. You'd be amazed by where you can truly serve the planet. And as you do that, all the right people are going to show up.
That is awesome. I'm actually reaching out to I just reached out to somebody who's on TV. She's a real actress, Tony Award winning, and she was in a wheelchair. And at first I thought that was part of the act, but the storyline was so fascinating. The movie, the storyline never showed the audience why she's in a wheelchair. Then I figured out maybe 5-10 minutes in, okay, she is in a wheelchair. I didn't know her from Adam. But I looked her up and I reached out to her. And I'm just reaching out to anybody. It's inspiring. She's on Broadway. She won an award for Oklahoma, the Broadway musical, and beautiful singer, and
that's
she's
all,
in a wheelchair.
Like, I'm going to jump in and say, honey, that was good. I appreciate you doing that, but more so, you need to get involved in an organization of people.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You need to
that's
get
right.
involved in an organization of people. You call around today and say, I want to show up and make a difference. How can I help?
Absolutely.
And
I love
and
your
it's
word.
Going to lead to a job. Too. I don't know if you're looking for a job, but it's going to lead to monetary. They're showing me money. So yes, there's a money
awesome.
Component to all of this.
I wrote 2 books. I'm a writer and I'm a speaker. If you want to look me up just to see me, who I am, it's AMLA Speaks, SPEAKS.com, AMLA Speaks.com. So yeah, I love your energy too. Please keep in touch. You really get it. I could feel your vibration. You just get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. Good call there. Really good call. This isn't a job. People say that. I'm like, yep. This is all I know to do is to be an intuitive. All right. It looks like it's a Skype call, or back in the day, the 1-1-1-1-1s were a Skype call. So I'm just going to unmute and say hello.
Hi,
caller.
Lady. Hi.
Hi.
Nice
how
to meet you.
How can I help?
Yes, I'm Lisa. Thank you so much. where I work right now, there's an older lady, and it's her behavior is the way she talks is not a polite
manner. She's a bully,
babe.
I'm just gonna jump in and tell you she's my spirit guides are saying. I have a very amazing spirit guide team. They're like, she's a fucking bitch. She's a bully. And they say that casually. They're not, you know.
Thank you.
But yeah, she's mean. Don't take this on as your own. You did not do anything wrong. She is a bully. And if the more you come to understand that, they're going to say your natural instinct is going to kick in and you'll protect yourself. But they're showing me you keep trying to like figure out why she's like this and trying to make it better because you're a sweet soul like that. But this isn't something you can make better, but go ahead.
Do you see her getting replaced or downgrade from the, because there's other employees who are very uncomfortable. And one of them is linked to the owner. One of the owner, like in a personal level, there's a guy, they're like friends. Even down the road.
You know, honey, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing her getting replaced. I'm seeing that, and it's probably because you have to make an energy shift around this. I think once you start to hold the vibration that, yes, this person is a bully. Yes, this is the way they behave. It is not my responsibility to make them happy. I'm going to do what I need to do. And the more you're holding the vibration of appreciation for being in this workspace, then she will have to leave. What's happening right now, why she's not leaving, is that everybody keeps responding to her energy, right? And so then it puts you all on the same energetic vibrations on the lower end of the scale, so she can't go. Mm-hmm. But if everybody gets high vibe, it's not your job to make them high vibe, but if you hold the energy of high vibration, others will join you, because that is the law, right? Is that where high vibe energy is, low vibe energy cannot exist. But everybody gets really either beat up by this or complaining about her or feeling insecure about her, and everybody's just high vibe or just low vibe, right? And so nothing can change. So I think, so my recommendation, it's energy work, but it totally fucking works. Just go into the space of what you want to appreciate about your job. Pick something and solely focus on that you're going to appreciate that. And you're going to say, Spirit, keep me protected, cover me in a blanket of protection. Do it every day before you have to interact with this person. Every single day, cover yourself in a blanket of protection. And as you stop feeling bad, then others will stop feeling bad, and then she will have to go. You see how this works?
Yes, that is beautiful advice. I will start today, because it's
I promise you,
it's getting out of hand.
If you just hold that energy, don't get involved in that it's getting out of hand and, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And is it ever going to get better? If you get out of that and hold a higher vibrational place, she has to go. Like, I promise you, you'll call me back and be like, oh, my God, Amy, she was replaced. Just go into that space.
Yes, yes, Amy, I believe in it. And I am going to do that because I you can see I am a good person. And
you are
she just
person.
Boom. Oh, thank you. And it's just
she's a bully.
I really need that
she's
job.
A bully.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. Say it out loud. When you start saying she's a bully. Then you're going to stop trying to figure out her behavior. Say it again.
She's a bully. Bully, bully. She's a bully.
She's a bully.
Bully.
Yeah.
She's a bully.
And as you start to acknowledge that, then you're going to stop trying to change or stop trying to figure out why she's like this, right?
Yes. She's a bully.
And then you'll have your power back. She's a bully. She is a bully.
Yes, she's
I love
a
you.
Bully. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Take care of yourself.
Oh, thank you. Nice meeting
you. Oh, sorry. Okay, so there's about 10 seconds left in the show. I'm going to take all these calls. So it's going to continue to record. So if you're listening in archive, you're going to get all the bonus. If you're listening live, thank you for listening live. And let's take some more of these calls. 203, you're on the air.
Hi. Great day to you. Thank
Hi.
You for taking my call. Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Hi, Ms. Savoya.
Tell me what's going
Thank
on.
Thank you. A lot. But I just wanted to know, like, my spirit team, like, what are they saying about my upcoming, how can I say, journey? Because there were some things that I had in plans to do, but then got sidetracked, and now I'm put realigning back my focus. Coming.
Sure, sure, sure. I get it.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I'll pull a card for you because as I tune in, it's gray, right? And that gray is what you've got to clean up. I'll tell you that. So actually, I'm reading it accurately. I was like, oh, maybe this. No, I know exactly what's going on here. You've got to get clear about what you want. Right. Yes, you're
mm-hmm.
sidetracked and things didn't go the way you want, but you have to come back to center and say, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what
exactly.
I want. And then and also they're showing me some of the early desires and the plans that got sidetracked. They had to do with other people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
my
and
daughter.
Spirit saying.
Sorry.
Yeah. The spirit saying you can't control other people. They have free will. They're going to do whatever the work they want to do when they wake up in the morning, right? And so you just
mm-hmm.
focus on you, and as you get clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer, then you're going to start to see things start to happen. So it's just
okay.
you. What do you want for your highest and greatest good? And then from there, you will start to feel
oh.
better, and you'll start to see the steps to take. But I'll turn up a card.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm picking up. It's magical manifester, which means as you set your intention, you are a magical person who can manifest your clear intentions into reality. So yeah, that's the message I'm getting. You just have to get clear again. Once you get clear, it's going to be instant. This particular card also means instant manifestation. It's right. What I'd like you to do is write the number 10 everywhere, because that is also the instant manifestation number. And you are one of
Ooh.
Those people. Like I have moments of instant manifestation, but my manifestations tend to take a little more time. But you have that ability where you can, if you once you get sharp, it happens. So just give yourself
right.
that time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you're great. You're great. So just do that. Do
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Write it
Thank
down
you.
If you need to. If you need to go and do some research. Maybe it's maybe if it were a home you want it, go and look at homes. Get excited
mm-hmm.
about it, because you have that ability. You can visualize. You can tune in, and things happen really quickly.
Okay.
But let people do their own thing. Yeah.
That's about time. I've been saying it. They people saying that I'm mean and I really don't care. And I even hate to use the acronym of people, like I'm surrounded by a mob. But that's how it gets sometimes when they want me to shift my focus, you know. And it's like, no matter how much.
You're an energetically sensitive person. People come looking for us because they know we'll shift our focus in a heartbeat, and they'll derail
mm-hmm.
us, and they don't even they'll put all their energy on us. They want their needs met. We are a match to narcissists like no other. And you know, narcissists
mm-hmm.
just serve me, right? And so
oh
this
gosh.
Is where you are stepping into your spiritual maturity, where you're like, oh, I see what you are. And I'm going to take a step
mm-hmm.
back and focus on
yes.
what's important to me. But yes, they'll
I'm
get
so
all
glad.
Up in your energy field. And they'll derail your focus, your energy. You'll start questioning yourself, and you'll wonder why things
yep.
are going wrong. It's because somebody's in your energy field that doesn't need to be there. And you start to kind of cater to them, and you start to like, well, you start to include them in your purpose and focus. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
mm-hmm.
you have to be mature enough to say, I know what that is. And I have to take a step back and take care of myself.
I
yeah.
thank you. This is my first time speaking with you, and I thank you for uplifting me and sharpening my iron, because I was dull. But this is good to sound advice.
You're wonderful.
Good sound reasoning. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So
you're
are
so
you.
Wonderful.
You're very wonderful.
And remember, you're a magical
thank
manifester.
You.
Write that 10 everywhere.
I'm writing that 10 and putting in the 0 or the, yeah. a magical manifestor.
Yeah.
I'm writing that in there.
Yeah, 1-0. 1-0 makes you a manifestor. Good, good. Take care
mm-hmm.
of yourself.
You too, and happy new beginning.
Happy. I'm sorry, I'm running through. I don't mean to cut off. I'm looking at this little ticker that they have, and I want to be able to get the other three calls in. So guys, just try to be really specific, and I want to cover it all. 313, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tell me what's going on.
I would just like a message.
Okay, I can pull a card. Compassion. Somebody else got this message too. The woman earlier got this. You got the compassion card. So release all judgments about yourself and others and focus on the love and light and with everyone. That's the message on the card. But compassion is so when this card comes up, it means you're on a path and you want to be the best you can possibly be. And so the way
yes.
you ascend is through compassion. And so it's about that dropping of the judgment, particularly of yourself. Like they're showing me you're your worst critic, aren't we all? But you are. You're pretty critical of yourself, right?
Yes, sometimes. Yes, I can be, yes.
Yeah. So cut that out and be super nice and kind and accepting of yourself as you are and others as they are. You know, and just say, I'm going to look at this without judgment. This is how I feel, though. So always name how you feel. But you can name how you feel without having to make a situation right or wrong.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome. Take care of yourself. 484, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is the first time I found you.
No problem. Great to meet you. Tell me what's going on.
Well, my name is Tonette. I'm involved in a relationship with another.
Tonette, I know back in the day, I'm pretty sure you used to call in a lot, but like I don't know if you remember, I used to do call-in shows a long time ago. But I know that name. It's so specific, and I know that voice. But go ahead. So you're in a relationship.
Yes, with another female, okay? And basically it's been 5.5 years on and off. I've known this girl since first grade, so I've known her probably 45 solid years. Basically, I need to know what her next step is going to be because it's 5.5 years in. I'm doing very good in my career, and I don't know what direction she wants to go in. I mean, she's promised me marriage and stuff like that. I'm ready to buy a home. I don't know what you see coming up for me and her together.
Is this the first woman? Long-term relationship?
What do you mean?
Long-term relationship for you? The first woman that you've been
oh, yes.
in a long-term relationship
yes.
with. Yeah, that's
yes,
what I
because I've
yeah,
never dated any women,
energy.
And I probably will never date no other woman after this. This is it.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Because I remember reading your energy in the past, right? And so you were always asking about men. So I have a memory like no other. Like it's part of my gift, right?
Okay.
So,
yeah, I haven't
okay.
dated a man. Probably the last male relationship was about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, that's when I used to do call-in shows. Okay.
Okay.
So this woman, what does she want to do? What does she want to do? What does she want to do? Let's look. I mean, let's see how much access I have to it because, you know, but I can read a bit of her through you because you guys are in a romantic relationship. You know what? As I tune into it, they're saying it's fine. It's fine. So is fine good enough for you? If it is, then it's fine. It'll go fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more passion behind what you were saying than it's fine. So are you okay with it's fine? It's fine serves a purpose. I mean, there are lots of people in relationships where it's just fine and it works beautifully. Is that what you're seeking, or are you looking for a deeper?
Well, I'm noticing a pattern with her. Every so often, she pulls away. She gets cold and distant. She is an Aquarius. That is a given trait for some Aquariuses. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't like that kind of energy that she puts out when she does get distant. So I'm not sure how to read it myself.
Oh, good, good. No, I think it's great. So I think that's the point that my figure they're trying to make to you is that if you get too passionate, she shuts down. She's not a, this isn't a relationship where you can put all that fire into, right? But it can be a really solid commitment. But you'll have to find somewhere else to put the passion, right? And so, but they're saying it's fine. Like, if this is who you want to be with and you can find ways to manage your energy so that you can be present for what she has to offer, because she does have, like, she's rock solid in the sense that, like, if you don't put a lot of energy on her in terms of, like, you know what I'm talking about, your little fieriness, when you don't put that out, she's totally present and available, but she does have she's a sensitive in the sense that she'll shut down if it's more than what she can handle.
Right, right. And that concerns me because, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Well, if that's why I
and I mean,
you,
I don't
are
know.
You okay with,
right. I don't
are
know
you okay
if you
with
see,
it
like,
just
her.
Fine.
Right, I don't know if you see her, like, you know, getting engaged to me
she's
or doing anything.
I don't know why you're trying to talk around this. Deal with the issue. If you can manage your energy and say, all right, I'm going to put my passion into my work. I'm going to put my passion into my garden, and I'm going to accept this relationship as it is. You're still going to be happy. It's just not an area where passion is a vibrational match, right? So peace, calm, tranquility, routine, orderliness totally works for her. She can hold it down rock solid. But if you bring all that fire and even a little chaos with your fire, you've gotten accustomed to bringing your fire and it creates chaos, obviously, she's going to shut down. So if you do want to get engaged and you want someone who's rock solid, who's going to be there for you, perfect partner. If you're looking for an exchange and a passion, no. And so if that's not going to work, then you got to end the relationship and find someone else, which is all work, right? Like, there's an abundance of people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I appreciate explaining that to me. Because I'm not, I'm like questioning to myself, like, why the hell is she pulling away? Like, what is the deal now again? You know, and it's just like.
So I'll tell you this, and I don't want you to get to this point where you go too far, but the shutting down is her way of protecting herself. So if she has to protect herself in a romantic relationship, then you're not creating a space of safety and security, right? And she is a person that vibes and thrives with safety and security. But even in a romantic relationship, it needs to be safe space, right? I'm not making you wrong, but you've gotten used to using your energy in that way, and you still feel safe. She's not one that still feels safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Got it? A good
I appreciate you explaining all this.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself.
All right. Yes, you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm looking at my countdown. I'm going to take 229. Or I see some other people in here. I don't know but where I'm at on this. But I know 229 is next. But for the recording, we are probably going to end. So thank you for listening. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Check out the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package on my website. Okay, 229, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Amy. This is Melvin.
Hi, how are you? Melvin, I think of you often. How are you?
I'm not doing too well. I'm trying to get rid of this bad cough that I have. And a lot I have a lot of things going on in my life right now, and I just want to see, can you give me a little general?
Okay. All right, so
you've been doing okay?
You're just getting, I am. It's been a journey, so I understand that where you're at. You're just getting started, so be patient. That's the card. Don't give up on the process. It is all unfolding. So this card means you planted a seed. You've been planting a seed of desire, and now you have to let it bloom. So it's really just trusting the process, staying open, taking good care of yourself. Melvin, I know your energy from when I used to read all the time on the radio, and you like to, like, once you plant that seed, you're ready for it to be a full-blown tree. You're ready to build a tree house in that tree, but you have to let the tree grow, right? Right? And so in that process, your job is to just water the seed. So whatever it is, if it's I want to be healthy, then you're watering the seed of good health in your life. That's the action to take, right? If it's prosperity, you're watering the seed of prosperity. Whether, you know, and trust your intuition. It might be you are listening to affirmations. It might be you're getting some things cleaned up financially. Just really trust that process. You're just getting started. And the cough is going to go away.
Ma'am?
Yes.
So I didn't hear you.
The cough is going to go away.
Okay, what is it? You know, I mean, why I'm coughing like that?
You probably, honestly, friend, I think you might have caught COVID as I tuned into you as soon as you started talking.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm quite certain you caught COVID.
Well,
I thought you already knew you had caught it. But yes, I'm tuning in. You caught COVID.
Yeah. Do I have to take a shot, or is it just going to go away?
I think you need to go to the doctor. Or call your doctor at least.
Yeah, because they've been running tests on me. I've been going to the doctor and stuff. They've been running blood work and all that stuff, and they haven't told me anything about it yet.
Did they do a COVID test?
Yes, I think they did. I have no fever, none of the signs that resonate with COVID. Nothing but
It, COVID is different for every person, right? That's why there's such a rush to get this vaccine. It's a constantly mutating virus. And as I tune into it, that's why it's so dangerous, right? And so it reacts differently in different people's bodies. But I would go back and have them do a COVID antibodies test. I love you. Please, please take good care of yourself. Be patient with this process. Keep good energy in your life. But it will get better. It will get better.
I mean, I'm gonna be okay.
You are going to be okay. They're saying the worst of it is over. You're just dealing with the lingering effects. That's why this is such a serious virus, is that it doesn't just go away like a cold. It sticks around, right?
Right.
And so, but you will be okay.
Wow, that's good. Great news to hear. So I may have to take the vaccine, shot.
We're all going to have to take it. Yeah, we're all going to have to take it. But that's not going to cure it, right? It just keeps you from getting it again.
Right.
Right, right. I would talk to your doctor and say, can I take the COVID? I want to see if the COVID antibodies are in my system.
Okay. Because sometimes you just go away. sometimes I don't even have to call, because sometimes I just take cough medication and, you know, for days and weeks it just go away.
And then it comes back, and yeah, I know it's real. That's what I'm gonna say. Every time I tune into it, it's always changing, constantly mutating. It's real. And I'm sorry that you are having to go through this.
Is that why I'm like when I walk? I walk to my Jeep and walk back, you know, in my apartment. I feel like I don't walk the marathon.
Yes, that's it. Yes, it's COVID. That's COVID, babe. Unless,
yeah.
I've never picked up, were you ever a really, 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 really heavy smoker?
No, ma'am. I stopped.
I never.
Almost 30 years ago.
Yeah, like the only thing that would be mimic that sensation would be like a COPD, right? And it's advanced stages, or an emphysema in those advanced stages. But I'm not picking that up in you. I think you got COVID, and it's one of those. Some people get over it really, really quickly, and some people have these lingering symptoms. And this is my psychic wisdom, right?
Yeah, so I must have a good, strong immune system.
Yeah, yeah, you're just one of those people that are kind of still dealing with it taking some time to work itself out of you.
Thank God for that.
Specifically showed me about the virus is that we are responsible for taking the best care of ourselves as we possibly can. And so just do everything you know to do to take care of yourself. Like, trust your own intuition. Just get in there and take good care of yourself.
Okay.
And you have a tendency to do for everybody else, Melvin, but this is your time to take care of you. I know. Yeah.
I need to talk to you.
I know.
Offline. Because you know how I am.
Yeah, I do.
The light bulb and came on, so I need to talk to you offline whenever you get a chance. So please, would you please say my number?
I'll send you an email. How about that? Or you probably get all my emails, so you know how to get a hold of me. Melvin, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Same here.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
He's a long-time listener of my program. Thank you. All right, guys, this has been really great. I think I got everyone. I'm waiting for this to close, but it may not. So I'm just going to end the show here. You guys are wonderful. Take care of yourselves. Goodbye.